All right, we're back on OMF, and on the Harbor One hotline is a guy that's got a really tight connection with a guy on our show, Christian Fourier. Now, you probably remember during the course of the season, Christian was nervous at every single Patriot game because there was a possibility that Tom Brady would throw a touchdown pass to Ben Watkins, and that would break a record that he has. They call it the Geritol record in the National Football League, a record that he holds with Vinny Testaverde, and Vinny Testaverde joins us live on the phone line right now. Quite a day, that November 18th, 2007. I'm Vinny. Probably think about it all the time.
Oh yeah, every day. I wake up thinking about it first thing in the morning.
See, you know, Vinny, I'm sure that this record is not as important to you as it is me, because you probably have a ton of records, over your long, career. I mean, you played till you were, 44 years old. Me, I don't have as many. So this is really important to me. Were you aware, one, that it existed, and two, who was the next possible candidate to break it?
Well, to be honest with you, Kristen, I don't know of any of my records. And if I did have any, Tom Brady broke all of them. So that's the God's honest truth.
So interesting. You weren't screaming and throwing F-bombs at the TV every Sunday when Brady might have thrown a touchdown pass to Ben Watkins then, huh? No?
I don't scream too much, but I get excited internally.
Well, that helps, because I know Fourier over here was stressing out every time the Pats were in the red zone. So the fact you didn't even know that existed probably helped you enjoy the game more.
There you go.
Well, now you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, you were with Bill Belichick twice, 06 and back in Cleveland. Matter of fact, you were there at the end, right? The end of Cleveland.
Correct.
In 95. It's interesting. You hear people talk about Belichick in Cleveland, especially from people in Cleveland, and they say that he was reckless, he was out of control, he was nasty, he was mean to the media. Not that he still isn't mean to the media, but he's become accomplished to the point where he's the greatest coach in NFL history. How different was he in Cleveland versus New England?
Well, I don't think he changed very much from Cleveland, even when I was with him, when he was defense coordinator with the New York Jets, to when I was with him in New England. What I've seen and gotten to know the Bill Belichick in the locker room and the team meetings and in his office and personal meeting is that, now he might not share everything with you guys, and he might not even share everything with the players, but he's going to share a lot more with his players than he does you guys, because he's trying to prepare for a football game, trying to win it, trying to get his players prepared, as Christian knows. And that's really what it's all about with him. He's pretty much all about business and winning football games.
You know, Vinny, you played a long time, and at a period of time, you're pretty transient as far as the teams that you're playing for and how many different cities you're in. And I remember when you came to Carolina. I mean, I think I honestly, God, I believe you weren't doing anything, and you picked up right away. You came in, and you started the very first game we played against Arizona, and we won that game. So I think when people start talking and thinking about Brady and the transition for him, can you explain to us how it was for you, if it was difficult for you, for your family, or maybe your kids were older, or maybe you were just used to it? So how do you think that transition would be like for him, and would you give him an advice if he was to move to another team?
Yeah, well, it's always hard to give advice because I don't know his current situation. Is his family in with him up in Boston? Are they in California? But for me, it's always tough because – number one, you want to be with your family, especially when they're at a certain age and you really need to be with them. And if they're in high school, you don't want to uproot them. So there's always that factor. I remember going back to New York where I grew up, and I couldn't wait to get there because I grew up as a Jets fan as a kid, and I was so excited. It was so much fun. But at the same time, it was all about business, and I didn't want to be going hanging out with all my friends every day and going out to dinner with family every weekend. So it's about business, and you have to take that into account. And then the football side of it, you have to be ready to learn a new system and do the things that the coaches are asking you to do. And it might be a little bit different than what you're used to.
Talking to Vinny Testaverde, and Vinny, you mentioned that learning new systems for a guy like Brady, who's been here for 20 years, is that more difficult than for someone like you that, if you were somewhere for 6 or 7, then somewhere else, and you were moving more often? How difficult would that be for him? Or would you expect that team to take over Tom Brady's offense?
Yeah, well, I think the difficult part for Tom, for for everybody involved is that he's been there for so long and he's such an icon and he's meant so much to this team that it really be hard for fans to see him move on. But again, it comes down to what Tom believes he needs to do for him and his family. As a fan of Tom Brady, getting to know him personally and watching from afar, I hope he stays because I think he has a few more really good years left, and what he's done there with Coach Belichick is nothing short of amazing.
You know, we hear a lot of, you know, stories, you know, about Brady and Bill. Can you give me a favorite story you have of some sort of interaction that you had with Bill, maybe a funny moment, maybe a serious moment, maybe some words of wisdom that you've had with Bill that you can remember?
Yeah, you know, so there's a couple things, but one, just you know, sitting in the quarterback meeting, going in with Bill and him just going over everything in detail and what he wants to get done against a certain defense that week. And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm sure people think that Coach Belichick treats Tom really special and more special maybe than some of the other players, but he treats everybody pretty much the same out on the football field. You know, he wants everybody to be held accountable, to do their job, and do it at a high level.
Yeah, but I get that part. But is there something that is there a story that you can share with us where he said something to you, or you did something, he got pissed off at you, he put you in check? Is there anything like that where you sat there and said, "Oh, damn"?
Well, he puts everybody in check. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've accomplished. I've seen it time and time again, not just with quarterbacks, but with every position. So you don't ever assume that you're too big for Coach Belichick to correct you in doing something that he wants done right.
One thing that's amazing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask you about when you look at Brady at age 43. You finished the game at age 44, correct?
Right.
21 correct. Seasons in the National Football League. So it's amazing from a physical standpoint, the longevity. But so many guys seem to lose interest in the game when they get to 35, 36. Maybe the new players coming in, you can't relate to them. They're so different. How did you sustain it for 21 seasons? Interest.
Well, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but for me it wasn't about, you know, the accolades or the money. It was about the love of the game. And I always felt like, and I've always said, that if I'm healthy and I'm still enjoying what I'm doing, I'm going to do it for as long as I can. And to be honest with you, if I could do it today at my age, I would still be doing it. But unfortunately, I can't, and thankfully so, because I wouldn't last long in today's league.
You know, we've talked about Brady going on somewhere else if he ever was to do it. And I think one of the things, too, you talk about reinvigorate, right? Or maybe, I don't know, more motivation. The guy's accomplished so much. And I know your last 3 or 4 years, he was a different team every year. Did you sort of feel that walking into a new building, just felt a little bit younger, you know, looking at that challenge, a little bit more motivated?
Absolutely. There's always a new challenge, whether it's, you know, fighting Father Time or walking into a new building and trying to prove that you can still play, even though he's going to, you know, wherever he winds up, hopefully back in New England. But if he walks into a new city with 6 rings, he's going to still have that feeling of wanting to prove to everybody he can still get it done. And he'll fight his hardest to try and do that.
All right, so I looked up your records because I wanted to try to find out. It may be the only record that you still have remaining, the record you have with Fourier in a year from now. So I'm looking it all up here. So you had several records here, including the NFL record for having thrown a touchdown pass in 21 consecutive seasons. I think Brady's going to break that next year. You think, Vinny? He might break it next year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when did he actually start as a starter? So that's the question. even though he's thrown a lot, I don't know how long he was a starter and when he started.
You might not like this one. The most losses by a starting quarterback, 123.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah, you may not like that one. Throwing touchdown passes to an NFL record 70 different players. Brady broke that a year ago.
Are we trying to make him feel like crap?
No, I'm just giving it to him.
What are you doing? He's our guest.
He had another one, the highest completion percentage in a single game. He did it against the Rams back in 93. Drew Brees broke that this past year with 29
once again,
out of 30.
Is this poop on Vinny Testaverde Day? What are we doing?
No, I got one for you, Vinny. you played at Lambeau Field in the same exact game with Fourier, in which you have that record. You also have the record for the oldest combo quarterback. And that would be you and Brett Favre. You were 44, he was 38. So I would hold on to November 18th, 2007.
It's starting to sound really good.
Yeah, I think that should.
By the way, if we keep going over these stats and you're a dial tone, you'll know what happened.
We don't want to have dial tone. Straight Talk Wireless is what you're representing this week for the Super Bowl. Tell us what they're doing. They're streaming the event everywhere, right?
Yeah, they are. You know, I partnered up with Straight Talk Wireless. They're a prepaid, no contract service. And, you know, last year's Super Bowl fans streamed the event to over 7.5 million devices. And, you know, we're hoping to get that number up this year. It was 20% more than in 2018. So we're looking forward to big things from them. And if anybody wants to get more information, they can always go to straighttalk.com to find out more about it.
StraightTalk.com. That's how you can find out more about Straight Talk Wireless. Vinny Testaverde, great talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Vinny Testaverde on the Harbor One Hotline.